Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. As usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you each Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for how far you have brought us. There has been so much going on, I know, in each and every one of you lives, but you have taken the time out this morning to give God your first fruits, to say thank you, Lord, to say, God, I need you throughout this work week. I need you to orchestrate every footstep. Come on now. I need you to orchestrate it because can't nobody do it like God. We ourselves can't do it. Our coworkers can't do it. Our family members can't do it for us. But God can definitely do it for us. Everything, whatever your it is, God can do it, right? God can surely do it and do it better than he ever did it before. So for that, we say thank you. So I don't know where you're at right now, but just give God a hand clap of praise and say, God, I thank you. I lift you. I thank you for allowing me to see another Monday. I thank you for allowing me to see another day. God, I thank you for allowing me to see another month. We are in the month of June, the month of June. Let me tell y'all, that means we are halfway through the year. We are halfway through the year of 2024. And for that, I say thank you. Thank you, God, for letting us get this far. Thank you, Lord. I can't even say thank you enough, right? So I just want to I see in the chat. Yes, good morning. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. So you all, before we get started with today's message, just wanted to remind you all to basically send your testimonies in. I hear from people every day about, you know, how about the prayer call and how they have been impacted by the prayer call. So I would love to hear from you in hopes to share your testimonies with others. You know, we overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So it's when you share your testimony, whether you think it's big or small, you never know who your testimony is assigned to or whose ears is assigned to hear your testimony. So I just want to thank God for your testimony right now, whether you're ready to share it or not. You don't have to, but I just know that it will definitely impact God's people. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. Listen, this past weekend was wonderful. It was relaxing, and I hope it was for you too. But what I kept hearing God share with me this morning is that we need to stop waiting for the perfect conditions in order to execute on what God has shared with us to do, or in order to execute in the next phase of our careers, our businesses, or life in general. I'm going to say that again. What God was sharing with me to share with you is to stop waiting for the perfect conditions to move. Simply put, stop waiting for the perfect conditions to move. I hate to break it to you, but not really. There is never really going to be a perfect moment, or what we think is a perfect moment, to really move, to really execute on whatever it is, whether it's an event we want to throw. There's really no perfect moment for us to say, oh my goodness, this is the right perfect moment for me to move and all the resources are here and everything. No, just get that fantasy. Yes, I'm gonna call it a fantasy because that's what it is. It's a fantasy. Yes, we can have, you know, we can say, Lord, this is the desires of my heart. Yes, these are the desires of my heart. I believe that God will honor it. But at the same time, I do believe that God wants more than what we ever desire for us, right? Because God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever think or imagine. I'm going to say that again. The word says God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever can think or imagine. And so with knowing that, with understanding God can do above and beyond we can ever think or imagine, we must trust God with our next moves. We must trust that He can definitely do it bigger and better for us, right? We must trust that. And so I just feel as though, and know as though, that those that you listening, that you're listening to this, and there is something that God has placed on your heart to do. There is something God has placed on your heart for your next career move, for your next business move, for your next move in life, right? God has been sharing something with you, and you're just like, this is just not the right time. The resources are not here. I don't have the followers. I don't have, people don't even know this is what I want to do or so forth. You are making excuses. And I don't know about y'all, but I grew up with my grandmother and my mother always telling me that excuses are the tools of incompetence. Those who specialize in them are capable of nothing, are capable and specialize in nothing, right? And so I don't know about you all, but I don't think that I'm capable of nothing. I don't believe that you are capable of nothing, but I believe that you are capable of everything. But we also have to keep in mind that even though we may not feel we're capable, that right there is what we feel as though we are weak, the area that we feel we are weak. But we also must remember what the word says. It says where we are weak, God is strong. So I just declare and decree right now that God will strengthen us in those areas, right, that we feel as though we are weak. God will strengthen us in our business ventures. God will strengthen us in our career ventures to just move, to move boldly and to move with power and to understand that what Philippians 4:13 states, it states that I can do all things through who? Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. I want to say that again because some of us need to be reminded of that daily, that I can do all things, right? I can do all things through who? Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. And so I want us to carry that with us everywhere that we go. Everything that we have on our hearts to do or desire to do, let it be known that it's not you that's strengthening you. It's not mom or daddy strengthening you. It's not cousin, brother, sister, friend, or whomever strengthening you. It's God strengthening you. And so, yes, you can do it. You can do all things. You definitely got this. But trust and believe and know that your capabilities are coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I just wanted to remind you of remind you all of that this morning, because there are things that we have to push through. There are trials and tribulations that we are going to face, but I believe that with God on our side, I believe that with you knowing and understanding and getting into better relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will understand it by and by that he is the one that is pulling you through. He is the one that's pulling you through whatever you may be going through in this season of your life. He is the one that is backing you. He is backing you financially. He is backing you physically. He is backing you mentally. Come on, he is backing you and covering you. So we just thank God for his covering. We just thank God for being with us and executing on as we execute on the next phase in our businesses and the next phase of our lives in general. We just thank God for that. And so just had to share that simple reminder with you, because I saw that in it. Well, the scripture that's tied with this message is Ecclesiastes 11:4. And so let me bring that up for you really quickly. It states, but there are some things that you cannot be sure of. You must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you will never plant your seeds. If you are afraid of that every cloud will bring rain, you will never harvest your crops. Again, that is Ecclesiastes 11:4. Definitely study that scripture. And the other scripture that I lean into this morning was Philippians 4:13, which states again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know who strengthens you, but I know the Lord strengthens me every morning, right? Every day I open my eyes, that's who strengthens me. And I know that for a fact, that is who is strengthening you every step of the way. Yes. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you continuously stir them up, Lord. God, where they are not knowledgeable of their gifts, Lord, I ask that you let them know and reveal it to them by and by, God. And God, I ask that you give they allow you to give their gifts back to you and glorify your name, God. God, we thank you for your covering. We thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for surrounding us and dispatching your angels to just be with us every step of the way, Lord. Father God, we thank you for safe travel and mercies as we go to and from our jobs, or we go to and from business meetings. Go simply within life, God, we just thank you for being on our right, our left, our front, our back, our top, our bottom. God, we thank you. We thank you for releasing healing in our lives. We thank you for releasing financial blessings. God, we thank you for releasing of your power in general around this world, God. Let us know that you are going to be showing up for us, popping up on us in every situation, Lord. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you. We welcome you into every situation that we are in. We thank you for peace. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. God, only you can only give that type of peace. So God, we welcome peace within our careers. We welcome peace within our businesses. We welcome peace within our life. God, right now, whatever is chaotic, we just thank you. We just thank you for the peace that is going to come and make it not chaotic. The chaos must cease in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. The chaos must cease in our careers right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for the ideas that you have downloaded, the divine ideas that you have downloaded within our lives, God. We thank you for the energy that we think to be able to execute on the ideas, God. And thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your compassion throughout our lives, Lord. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.